up to Lord, I will place my hope in you alone. I can entrust with my whole life. To begin with is yours. I can entrust you with my whole life. For my life to begin with is yours. I can entrust you with my whole life. To begin with is yours. I will look up to you, oh Lord. I will place my hope in you, Lord. I will trust, I look up to you, Lord. I will place my hope in you alone. I can entrust you with my whole life. For my life to be there, it is yours. Trust you in my whole life. Oh, my life will be good.
I will look up to you, Lord.
I cannot trust you with my whole life, for my life to begin with is yours. I can entrust you with my whole life, for my life to begin with is yours.
These people have found for myself. They shall show forth my praise. I look trust you with my whole life. For my life to begin, it is yours. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Things that could not satisfy. And now I hear my Savior speaking. Draw from my well that never shall run dry. Like that woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And now I hear my Savior speaking. From my way that never shall run dry. Like that woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. But now, I hear my Savior speaking, draw from the well, God never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord.
Ah, Shabbat!
Oh, my God, the strength of my soul, yeah, give it to
like a plum. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsty in my soul. Bring a man in a field of love. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. And make me whole. Can you be up standing on your feet if you can? Your hands, I feel his power everywhere, his presence everywhere. Shabadadagaladada. Mahosibagaya Mahasadadaya. Lipede Kesubadaya Daya Badalaya Hasabaya. Lepere Hesamagaya Daya. Hey, Mashadaya. Changing the destiny. Put your hands out. Hallelujah. And fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst of my soul. I'm tired of emptiness. I'm tired of dryness. I am tired of empty-handedness. I am tired of barrenness. I am tired, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirst of my soul. Lift your hands up. Ministers and pastors.
Lift your hands up. Lift your hands everywhere. I feel an awesome presence and power of God flowing here tonight. Pastors, hold your hands together. Fresh grace, fresh fire. Yokes, personal yokes in your life, personal limitations and personal challenges or issues are broken right now. Receive fresh fire. 1, 2, 3, power! Receive freshness. Upon you, and then the rest of the crowd just two. You and somebody lift your hands high. Father, let the yokes break. What belongs to September is not permitted to cross into October. The breakthroughs of September, the miracles of September, the manifestations of September, they must enter your hands in September. Receive it now. At the count of 7, something is coming upon you. Fresh oil, fresh fire, fresh grace. At the count of 7, receive it in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive all over this place.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quell this testing of my soul.
Something is going out right now. The demon called diabetes is leaving. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension is leaving. Short-sightedness is going. Ay, 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 ay. Ear, nose, and throat conditions. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name Lift your hands high. I was thinking that this will happen at the end of the service, but God is the owner of the service. Hear this prophetic word, that every consignment that belongs to September shall enter your hand this September. And every pregnancy, hear this now, every pregnancy that is due for the month of September, that pregnancy is released. Whether it is physical pregnancy of the fruit of the womb or pregnancy of any sort that is meant for this month of September, it is released now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Receive the helper there, helper there. Receive it, 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 receive it. Maga laga yaga daga laga yada gaya da hasa. Leperete sika laya daga yada yada. Every due delivery for the month of September is hereby released. And the demon of delay is arrested. Give him the loudest shout of victory if you receive something just now. There will be multiplied encounters tonight between this September ending and 1st October, which is tomorrow. Multiplied deliverance encounters, healing encounters, breakthrough encounters, impartation encounters, overnight, and everything that is called delay is over forever. Give him the thing. Take your seat if you can.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench his thirst for my soul.
This heavy downpour is needed because we are approaching the end of the year. I feel fire everywhere. I feel power everywhere. The anointing everywhere. I feel power. I feel fire everywhere. Thank you. Yeah.
Jesus is here, is here, is here. Jesus is here.
Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Wow.
Glory, my Lord.
Take your seat. Can't carry myself, Lord.
Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord.
Carry me, Lord.
Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord.
Carry myself. I need you, Lord.
Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord. Carry me, Lord.
Carry me, Lord. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. So God is carrying you, carrying your burden, carrying your luggage, carrying your challenges. Right now. Right now. Everything about you. Everything about you. Before today, I had determined that if the only thing we came to do on this last day is worship and go, it was enough. And it will carry you. Because with your Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With your Lord, I can be open and have no fear. Ay, 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 ay. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. Mahasheba, ay, 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 ay. That is why you will remain my great physician. And with your Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed.
Lift your voice and worship in one more moment. I speak healing, I speak deliverance, I speak freedom, I speak liberty upon this house.
Everywhere the great physician is at work, one more time overnight, multiplied encounters, multiplied deliverances, multiplied healings, multiplied breakthroughs, multiplied impartations. Tonight, not the negative type, not the demonic type, from heaven. So shall it be. Take your seat 1 minute. We'll try to see how we round off now because we are here early tomorrow. Galatians 6, 9 to 10.
For I found in you, my friend, that I can trust. That is why you are in my great physician.
And be not weary, let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Let us not be tired. Speaking quickly on the subject, hindrances or enemies, hindrances to our enemies. Of the love life. Hindrances to the love life. The same as enemies of the love life. Our objective is to understand those factors that hinder us from walking in love. And I'm going to be very fast because time is much taken. And also tomorrow, we have an early morning service. The love life is highly rewarding. I think you just make it hindrances to the love life. The love life is highly rewarding. But absolutely challenging and completely demanding. It's highly rewarding, but absolutely challenging, very demanding to walk in love for many reasons, and I am going to enumerate some of them now. Why is it so demanding? It's so challenging. What are the challenges? What are the hindrances to the walk and the life of love? Number one, contrary or negative human actions or reactions. Contrary or negative human actions or reactions. The way people behave can hinder your walk of love. Contrary human behavior, negative human actions. Like what? First, like, say it like this. First, we live in a world that is overrun with the plague of ingratitude.
The plague of ingratitude. In 2 Thessalonians, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible said, in the last days, perilous time shall come. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 2 said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Unthankful.
So you are going to see people that you will do things for, you will love and do everything you want to do, and they will behave towards you like you did nothing.
Second, we live in a world
filled with people who actually reward good with evil.
We live in a world that is filled with people who will actually reward good with evil.
Lot was nothing before Abraham took Lot to go with him.
When God multiplied Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, God also multiplied, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And then in verse 5, God also multiplied Lot, and Lot also, which went with Abraham, not on his own, but with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. And before long, in verse 8, Lot, servants, and Abraham began to strive with each other.
Have you ever lifted somebody from grass to grace and then he suddenly engaged you in competition?
He was nothing before you met him. You took him up and now he is your competitor.
That is the kind of world we live in. That was what happened to Abraham.
And these kind of things, human actions, human behavior, the way people act and react, can make you slow down in who to love. Who can I love? That is number one. They can discourage you from loving and being good to people.
But you bear in mind that we do not just love for the sake of people. We love for the sake of God. And I'm going to come to this later on when we go to the conclusion.
Number one, contrary or negative human actions and behavior can affect our love life.
Number two, personal challenges and confrontations of life.
Personal challenges. Where a life is so challenged, someone feels so confronted, and he decided to face himself squarely to the exclusion of others.
What do I have to offer anybody? I am struggling to survive. I'm struggling to live.
In the year of 1986, there about 86, I had an appointment to pray for a young lady, a relation at that time, still alive, and a relation, very close blood relation, to pray for her in the morning because of certain demonic afflictions 34 years ago. Overnight, before I could go and pray for her, she was having a demonic oppression. I had an oppressive dream in the night, an oppression in the night, myself, 86. And I was to wake up to go and pray in the morning. And as I woke to go, and the devil was saying, you yourself, you need deliverance. Who do you want to pray for? You yourself, you need prayer. You need prayer. I said, devil, you are a bastard. I will show you what I'm about to do. So I went, laid hands on that young lady, ejected out all the devils. That is 34 years ago. Till today. It's a woman now. 50-something years, has about 5 children now, also currently a member of this commission. If I was to face my issue that morning, I wouldn't have prayed for another. The devil wants to make people face themselves. I spoke with a man who had a marital crisis the terrible marital crisis that was just, I mean, marriage literally like as good as over. And someone called him and said, me and my wife, we have marital problem. Can you pray? Can you counsel us? And he looked at himself and said, what counsel do I have to give anybody? I have marriage problem. And the Lord said, speak to him. Speak to them. You have what to tell them. And he counseled them. Marriage was almost over. He spoke to them. The marriage came together. And he went and began to cry. Lord, what about me? What about me? I spoke to these people. Their marriage is healed. What about me? That was what Job did. In Job chapter 42. And in verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. You may notice that the area where the enemy had tried to challenge you is the area where God will use you to touch lives. Out of your problems will come your solutions. Not just for yourself, but for your generation. Out of your questions will come answers for others. Hindrance to love life. Number two, personal challenges and confrontations. But Job overcame it. He prayed for his friends despite his problem. And God turned their story around. Number three is what I call the plague of selfishness or self-centeredness. It's a hindrance to the love life. We live in a world that is plagued with selfishness and self-centeredness. We also already saw that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 2. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Self-centeredness. Covetous boasters. Lovers of their own selves. Can I have the New Living Translation? The Living Bible, the Good News Bible, and then the Message Bible, if you have it in that order. And the Amplified Version. Just let's read it together. For people will love only themselves and their money in the last days. People will love only themselves and their money. This is terrible. Only themselves and their money. Only themselves. So don't be surprised when you find yourself in environments and with associations and connections where nobody cares about you. Now this thing enters into friendship relationship, marital relationships, and all other relationships where people just face themselves. Read on. People will be selfish, greedy. Read on, next translation. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money. Read on. The Message Bible, as the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed. I told you the funny story many years ago. I asked a young man, and I said, what kind of wife do you want to marry? He said, I don't like those kind of women. Where everything is them, them, them. Me, 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 me. They would say, baby me, do this for me, do that for me. Pay attention to me, care for me, pet me, do this and that. I say, you don't like that kind of wife. Which one do you want? You say, I like the one that will baby me, that will pet me. Have you heard such a thing? The same mouth who said it, just as if he didn't remember what he just said. As if he didn't remember what he just said. That was my, that was my shock. As if he didn't remember what he just said. I want one who will care for me, who will be like a mother to me. Baby, I looked at him, I said, so you don't want it the other way, but you want it this way? Does it work like that? Why don't you be a father to her?
You understand what that is at the root of the problems of this world. When you talk about kidnapper, you talk about arm robber, you talk about government person swallowed all the money belonging to everybody. You talk about one person in a relationship doesn't care for the other person. At the root of it is this selfishness where people face themselves to the detriment of others. It is destructive. My dear brothers and sisters, selfishness stinks. It causes a life to stink. And I used to say humorously, those who selfish, they smell of fish. You go around them. I'm sorry if fish is what you sell. That is that plague. And you must understand that we live in such a world now. So when you in the season where there is a lot of flu, people catch flu. In the season where there is a lot of plague, people catch the plague. I want you to be aware that we are in that season, in this end time. I refuse to be a victim of such a plague. Refuse to be a victim. Refuse to be. Look at what Philippians chapter. I think it was Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. We read it last time. Maybe we can read it again. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let everyone esteem others better than themselves. Now, verse 4. Look not unto every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Read it from other translations in verse 4, from the Living Bible. And look out for one another's interests. Not just for your own. Look out for one another's interests. Now, he said, don't just think about your own affairs. That is the Living Bible. But be interested in others too and in what they are doing. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and in what they are doing. And they said, don't look out only for your own interests, but take interest in others too. This is a major plague that affects people from loving others. The plague of selfishness, self-centeredness. Number 4 is the spell of weariness or tiredness. The spell of weariness. That is, you are tired of doing well. You are just tired. That is why the Bible admonishes, and be not weary of well-doing. That is, you came to the point where you just got tired. And that tiredness can be a combination of many factors. Maybe, like we said earlier on, human behavior. You just got tired because of human behavior. Or maybe you got tired because perceivable rewards have not come. He said, for in due season you will reap. So you say, I've heard people say things like, I am the only one who does good for people. Nobody does good for me. I am the only one. I help everybody. I don't see anybody helping me. It's a plague. Don't be tired. I'm going to come to the solutions shortly. The plague of tiredness. He said, be not weary. Don't get tired. And finally, is the challenge of distance from God. The challenge of distance from God. The challenge of distance from God is a hindrance to the work of love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible said, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Do you understand that? To know God is to love men. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Distance from God equals distance from love. Nearness to God equals nearness to love. Anybody whose spirituality does not translate in love for people is a fake hypocrite. If it doesn't translate, I love God, I know God, I am interested in God, I am serving God, I am pursuing God, and that does not translate into love for people. So, we just looked at 5 things. Contrary or negative human actions or reactions hinders love. Personal challenges of life and confrontations for the plague of selfishness or self-centeredness, and then the spell of weariness or tiredness, and of course, the challenge of distance from God. What is the counsel and what is the solution to all this? How do you overcome the hindrances? It is all rooted in realization. And I'm going to itemize 7 things we must realize to walk the walk of love. Number 1, realize that for every ungrateful person, there is a grateful person waiting to be helped. For every ungrateful person you encounter, there is a grateful person waiting to be helped. For every upper, there is a root waiting to be touched. You saw the story of root and upper in Ruth chapter 1, verse 14. Upper kissed her mother-in-law, disappeared. Ruth clave. For every ungrateful person you encounter, there is a grateful person waiting for you to help them. I've encountered many ungrateful persons, and I have encountered grateful people whose gratitude wiped off the memory of the actions of the ungrateful people. It wiped off the memory. Number 2, realize that the gains of loving and giving is more for the giver than for the receiver. The gain of loving and giving is more for the giver than for the receiver. Acts chapter 20 verse 35 said, for it is more blessed, be part, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The gains of loving, the gains of giving is more for the giver than the receiver. Every giving process is more beneficial for the giver than the receiver. Even though the receiver may be excited, he got a new shoe, he got a new car, he got a new suit, he got some money, but the giver is at a higher level. And let God be true, and let every devil be a liar. Let me say it another way. The practitioner of love has a higher advantage than the beneficiary of love. The practitioner of love has a higher advantage than the beneficiary of love. If you are a practitioner of love, and this is important for you to know, especially when we talk about human actions and reactions and their behavior frustrating your attempt, realize that for every ungrateful person, there is a grateful person, and realize that the gains of loving and giving, they are far more for the giver than the receiver. Thirdly, realize that the gains of loving and giving transcends time into eternity. It transcends time. What it pays you for loving others is beyond anything you gain on earth. It transcends time into eternity. In Matthew chapter 25, and in verse 34, all the way to verse 46, you saw the parable of the goats and the sheep. Those who gave him water to drink and did not give him water to drink. Those who gave him food and those who didn't give him food and so on. The goats, and I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me, and so on. And then he will say, when did we see you? He say, as you did it for your neighbor, you did it to me. He said, enter life everlasting. And the other ones, he told them, I was naked, he didn't clothe me. Enter hell forever. The gains. Yes. It transcends time into eternity. In your walk of love, you are not only servicing your destiny on earth, you are servicing your welfare in eternity. Write it down. In your walk of love, you are not only servicing your destiny on earth, you are servicing your welfare in eternity in your walk of love. That is, in case you say the people I am helping don't care, the people I am loving don't love me back, forget about them and just do what is necessary. Number four, what do you realize? Realize number four, in case somebody is saying, I have my own problems, I cannot love anybody, let my own problem be solved first. Hear this. Fourth, realize that the needs you meet in the lives of others will determine the needs God will meet in your life. The needs you meet in the lives of others will determine the needs God will meet in your own life. Because life is a seed. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. Let me say it another way. When you look away from your needs to the needs of others, God will look away from others to you. Job 42:10. God turned the captivity of Job as he prayed for his friends. When you look away from your needs to the needs of others, God will look away from others to your direction. Smith Wigglesworth once said that when God sees one person who believes, he will bypass 1,000 people to anoint that one. When you decide to live a life that is selfless, God will bypass millions to lay his hands on your head. The needs you meet in the lives of others will determine the needs God will meet in your life. Number five. To escape the plague of selfishness, number five, realize that a life centered on self is a life settled for small, both in this world and in the world to come. A life centered on self is a life settled for small. You don't make any meaningful impact in this life if it is just centered on self. I have said before, and I say it again, when you live beyond yourself, you live beyond your size. When you leave, people, you will see results that people will be wondering, who is the person to be associated with this resource? When you live beyond yourself, you will live beyond your size. Also, when you live beyond yourself, you will live beyond your time. By the time you have come and you have gone, your impact is still on it. That was what Jesus meant when he said in John chapter 12, verse 23 and 24, the hour has come and the Son of Man should be glorified. Then he said, except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. If it dies, if I face myself, I abide alone. If I die to self, I bring forth much fruit. A life lived for self, centered on self, is a life settled for small. Settled. Forget about that plague of selfishness and live beyond yourself. Number six, realize, in case you are getting tired, realize that profitability is a function of consistency. Profitability is a function of consistency. It is not enough to do what is right. It is enough to do what is right for as long as it takes to see the right results. I had a man by the name of William said, all you need, all you need to do is all you need to do. And all you need to do is enough. Having done all to stand. To stay at it is to see results. Just stay at it. It and all truths are parallel. Whether it is ministry, whether it is in the realm of kingdom service, giving to God, what to stay at it is to see results. Stay at it. Weariness will frustrate your ability to see your due result, your due season. There are those who got tired before due season arrived. Did you hear what I just said? They got tired before due season arrived. Have you heard of the Chinese bamboo before? Chinese bamboo is a tree. John Mason told a story, I think it's the book titled The Enemy Called Average. And the tree will grow to 90 feet. That is about the length of two trailers in 5 years. 5 years, 5 weeks. But if you start watering that tree every day, you water it daily. When you water it daily for 5 years, you won't see any growth. But after 5 years, within 5 weeks, 5 years, 5 weeks, it will grow from ground to 90 feet. The question is, did the Chinese bamboo grow in 5 weeks? No. It is in 5 years, 5 weeks, because it was confirmed that if you miss watering it for 1 day out of that 5 years, when the 5 years come, the remaining 5 weeks, if you like, pour 1 gallon of water, it won't change level. The consistency, the daily consistency, is responsible for its growth after 5 years. And all truths are parallel. God uses nature to teach us. Nobody lectures like nature. They are showing you the tallness of that tree that must be watered daily for 5 years until it can grow to that height after 5 years and 5 weeks. So many of us, we are doing a lot of good things, but suddenly we got tired. We just got the devil. There are times even the devil will tire you. Say, relax. Are you the only? Even people who are not going to church, are they not succeeding? That's the lie of the devil. Everyone seated here today that the devil has lied to, today that lie is arrested. Young lady spoke to me some time ago. She says she has kept herself, and since she grew up, she has not known a man. And she has kept herself, and she's keeping herself like that till marriage. But it looks like those who were very, very reckless in secondary school and reckless in their class in university, those ones have gotten married, and those ones, they don't have problem with children. They are just getting married. And those who are good girls are just still stranded like that. That devil is a bastard. I told her, I said, that devil is a bastard liar. I told her, I said, see my wife, see myself. We pursued God from youth, and he didn't fail us. And he gave us the right results. Gave us the right wife at the right time, right husband at the right time, children at the right time, results at the right time. If the devil show you that those examples of wayward people who seem to be succeeding, show him the example of good people who kept themselves and lived for God, and God helped them. And I said that devil, and God showed up for that young lady and turned everything around. Yes, yes, and gave her the expectations. Am I communicating at all? That devil is a... He will lie to you. Those who don't even go to church are doing well. Those who don't even believe in God at all. Look at you, you are carrying Bible. That devil is a bastard. I speak to somebody here. Every contradiction in your life, everything the devil is using to make it feel like you are not serving God and you are not doing well, or that others who are not serving God are better than you, I declare it is arrested. That lie, before this year is over, the lie of the devil is canceled from your life. I announce to you today, I prophesy to you today, I decree to you, by the time God is true with you, you will not have any unbeliever to envy. You will not have any unbeliever to envy. You will not have any sinner who is at a higher level than you desire. You won't have one unbeliever to envy. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. That spoke to somebody just now. Who is that person? He spoke to you just now. I said, by the time God is through with you, what did I say will happen? You won't have any unbeliever to envy. What? Say it again. By the time God is through with me, I won't have one sinner to envy. I won't have any sinner unbeliever friend from before or now to envy. Say, by the time God is through with me, I will not have any unbeliever, no sinner anywhere to envy for anything. You believe, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. That word was the reason why somebody came to church today. Shout hallelujah. Realize that profitability, that is the scripture we read, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. In due season you shall reap if you don't give up. Just continue. Be at work. Finally, realize that the best of man comes out. Or rather, the best of man answers to the presence of God. That is where we talk about distance from God's presence. The best of man comes out of the presence of God or answers to the presence of God. The general truth is distance from God equals distance from good. Everything that is good. And nearness to God equals nearness to good. Psalm 84 verse 11. The Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Can I give you a spot diagnosis? You know, spot diagnosis is when you can tell what is wrong with a person without doing any lab result. You didn't ask them any question. You didn't examine them. Just look at them. Every time you find yourself highly irritable, small things annoy you. Easily quarrelsome. Highly tensed up. Difficult to love. Easily unforgiving and getting bitter. Easily bearing grudge. Spot diagnosis. Bankruptcy of divine presence. If I was to put it medically, I would say hypopresensemia. Low level of the presence of God in the system. Because the Lord God is sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold. Because in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. So when that fullness of joy is lacking, that is Psalm 16 verse 11. When those pleasures are lacking and it is now pressure, is proof positive that you are far from his presence. Somebody asked me the other day, why is it that you just move and you are making people laugh all the time and just moving like that? You are just getting one of the secrets of it. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, some people ask me, they say, because the kind of things that we hear and see and experience, not if normal hear it for 1-2 weeks, they will run mad. They just crazy. Stand up on your feet. I am talking of human problems, people challenges, all manner. Somebody is kidnapped somewhere in River State. They call you, they text you by 3 a.m. All manner of complicated stories and complicated situations.
There are things that you are confronted even before you step into service. You are just about to go and preach, and then they say,
and then you came in and preached a full blast message and made the devil jam transformer. Jump into moving train. Letting him feel like he is a failure forever. And that is anchored in the presence of God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.
Beloved brothers and sisters, please, anything that pursues you, don't ever let it pursue you from God. Let it pursue you to God. No matter what whatever is pursuing you in life, so far, like we say in Africa, so far, it pursues you.
So far, he pursues you to God. It's a good pursuit.
The only disaster, the calamity, is when the thing is stopping you from reading Bible, stopping you from going to church, stopping you from listening to worship, stopping you from praying and that is a
disaster plus calamity. Okay, catastrophe. That is senior to calamity. And it's worse than disaster. Equals catastrophe. That will never be your portion. Sister with the hand like this and the glasses, laugh small. Don't show her camera, don't show her. Just laugh small. Good.
Somebody give the Lord a clap and a shout of victory. A clap and a shout of victory. A clap and a shout of victory. Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I decree, I announce, I confess, it is well with my soul.
Say after me, say, in God. Nothing spoil. All right. For the sake of coming back tomorrow, lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. Appreciate him. Lift your voice. Worship him. 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 Worship him.
Worship him, because I see that the demonic arrow in that right leg retrieved and refired back to sender. Whatever the devil has planted in your body that my Father in heaven has not planted is retrieved and refired back to sender. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Lift your voice and lift your voice. Give him the praise and give him the honor and give him the adoration and the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands high.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to survive the love life despite human actions, despite any distractions. I refuse the plague of selfishness, the spell of weariness, the challenge of distance from God. Father, draw me closer to you today by the power of the communion, to walk in the reality of this love life.
Help me, Lord, to love like you do. Help me, Lord, to live like you do. I receive that help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thy seed. All the
while that song is on, anywhere you are tonight, if God should tabernacle in our lives, then the life of love is effortless. Effortless life of love. Lift up your hands everywhere. While that song is on, anywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, and quickly step forward here and let us receive you. First, those who need to surrender, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want to be born again. You want to be genuinely saved. Just one moment. Maybe there is an addiction in your life and you want that addiction broken. Maybe there is a negative lifestyle. Maybe there is a life you don't like. Something you don't like. Something you want God to change in your life. I'd like you to carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly come forward and let us pray for you. I give you the count of seven. One.
Lord, prepare.
Two.
A sanctuary. Pure and holy.
Two. Three.
Try the truth.
Pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you, to receive forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for every one of you right here today. I declare the hold of sin broken.
The agenda of the enemy is broken. Help from above is released for you. Grace to serve God is released for you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. Counselors, you would probably go over with this. I pray upon your hands. I declare the supplies, the harvest, the returns and releases that Jehovah has earmarked for you in the month of September be released into your hands. Whatever belongs to you that the devil has kept back, I declare it released back to you. I decree a new season for you. 12 midnight is not permitted to arrive until everything that is yours enters your hands. And like I prophesied earlier, diverse encounters overnight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And the love life of Jesus, the loving nature of the Master, is communicated through this communion into your life. And everyone that is sick in the body, just one moment, right? Everyone that is sick in the body, everyone afflicted, everyone with the spell of spirit husband, spirit wife, near success syndrome, witchcraft power, everything you ate in the dream or in the day that is troubling your system, I declare it arrested. Flushed out by the blood of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I call it done. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges. While we are doing that, all right, to avoid the confusion, we just pass the offering baskets 1 minute, and then the communion will just take position.